that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, and they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The world isn't wide enough. Get immersed in the expansive views of the 48-inch customizable panoramic display in the all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus Hybrid. Explore more at Lincoln.com. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs, like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mental health.
All right, welcome back to Blue by 90. I'm Justin, joined by Jack today. Memorial Day is over. It's officially summer. We're back. I mean, it's one of those things where I feel like that's the full official kickoff to summer. And this year it was like unreal weather. We went straight from 60 degrees to 90 degrees here in Michigan. Unbelievable, really.
It's been real hot, and I've been taking advantage of it. I'm really trying to get my tan on. So I've been mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
I've been on top of that, wearing my cutoff, you know, getting my lats a real tan back here.
Yeah,
sunburned. I do kind of have to shit on Kalen right now.
Oh.
Memorial Day weekend.
He's not even here to defend himself.
And you're going out of the country?
Wow, that is a very un-American.
Is Kalen anti-American? Communist? Is he communist? Maybe.
Maybe.
You know, who am I to say? I'm just asking.
It's hard to, you know, I don't want to be a skeptic there, but, you know, yeah. I'm just connecting the dots.
Yeah, he's floating an idea out there.
Where is he right now? He's in Italy, Rome?
Italy? Paris?
I don't know. I'm so American, I don't know any other places on the earth.
Only geography I care about is USA.
I love it. Well, I wanted to tell the people out there that we do have some big stuff coming. So if you're listening to this on Maize and Brew, we are also streaming this on our Blue by 90 platform too. So you can search in Spotify, Apple Music, whatever it is, and search just for Blue by 90, and we'll be launching stuff there. We'll do some extra stuff on there as well. And then we'll hint at some other big stuff coming. Like, when I say big stuff coming, it's kind of insane how big it is. So, nothing to reveal at the moment, but, come in here July or August, you'll be hearing some more stuff from us. But we're here for the time being. But go subscribe to our Blue by 90 on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, whatever it is as well. So you can get just as much stuff and more there too. So with that being said, you already alluded to it with you getting tan and jacked and your muscles.
Dude, I'm on a hot streak.
I don't know if people are ready for a hot BB90 summer.
Dude, it is going to be a hot BB90 summer. I took 4 classes last week while I was on vacation.
I've already
got 2 in this week. I'm going to take 6 a.m. with Cat Powell tomorrow.
Wow.
You want to join?
Oh, I might.
6 a.m. with Cat Powell, 3G.
All right.
Shout out Orange Theory. Getting the boys looking good for the summer.
Drinking the juice. Yep. juice. I like it. I might be in. I also have joined Orange Theory again. Played some hoops today as well. Just, you know, getting trim. I do in like 48 hours. I need to be in a bathing suit at the Flamingo pool in Las Vegas. Oof. For a bachelor party. Not mine, but a bachelor party, buddy's bachelor party. I'm like there, but not quite, you know.
You know what they need? The high waisted
yes.
High waisted swim trunks or swim suits for women. They need to make those for men. I mean, especially 100%. For you. You got great shoulders. I don't know what's going on under the pecs. So maybe you need, you know, the high waisted. I know I do.
It's just, you know, it's one of those things where like it's for men. It's okay down there. It's nothing bad down by the stomach region, but you know, I don't have a six pack like when I was like 17, you know. So it's, you know, it's just it's tough for guys out here. We can't wear makeup. I mean, we can. I'm no judgment, but for the most part, we're not wearing makeup. We're you know, we're we just have to just have guts out, and that's it. It's tough. And I actually wanted to ask you this too, because I think this is like, for me, this is the hardest thing about summer in Michigan. I think summer just in general is there are so many activities to do and to go out and eat and drink, but this is when I need to look the skinniest. How can we balance that?
I think we gotta go seltzers. Shout out Truly.
Yep.
I mean, I want to say drink in moderation, but again, so many fun activities, it's hard to do.
It's also just like it's
no craft beer.
Yeah, but that's it. Like, I love nothing better than a summer night drinking an IPA on a patio somewhere. You know,
especially at Two Hearted. I just crave Two Hearted now.
A juicy, and they got them at the Moose for me. What?
God, the Moose Lodge.
I drive by it all the time. I'm not a member. I drive by it though.
God, the fucking Moose, dude. Shout out the Moose, Ipsy Moose.
It's just a tough thing out there. I don't know how to. It's just a tough balance. I'm working out like crazy, but you know, it's still also like we're getting up there.
Metabolism slowing down.
Yeah. So that's slowing down. And like when I drink heavy beer too, like my face just blows up, and so then I like my neck is fat and all this shit. It's like it's really tough, you know. But if I think the way that we can become billionaires is we like find a way to drink heavy but stay skinny.
I think it's already out there. And I'm not speaking from experience, but hardcore drug use.
Oh, okay.
You know, all those guys are skinny as shit.
That's true.
That's gonna be the new fad diet, fad exercise routine. Maybe we can just kick that up a little bit. Gotcha. You know, invest in crack cocaine and you know, get some rumors out there that'll make you nice and skinny, and we'll be bajillionaires.
Well, and the nice thing about those is there's no side effects.
None. Not at all.
They haven't scientifically found any side effects to that. So that is a good answer. I like that answer a lot. So, all right, perfect. So, all right, Memorial Day weekend, though, are you, like, how burnt, scale 1 to 10?
Not bad. I was good about the sunscreen. That was good. So 1 to 10. I mean, cause I'm a little burnt. I'll say 7.8 out of 10, 7.8.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I was worried about myself coming on here that I was going to be tomato face, but I'm actually good. In pretty good shape.
Yeah.
I've been worried. I need to like go tan or do something because I'm going to get fucking fried in Vegas.
Oh yeah.
It's going to be bad.
Well, and then what are we 3 weeks? 3 weeks away from your bachelor party?
Yeah, so talk about needing to be tan and hot. By the way, Barstool just did a whole thing this weekend, like documentary at Put in Bay.
No shit.
Yes.
What was it like?
It was Donnie Taylor? Does.
Oh, I don't know. Don. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, he did a whole thing, so... we'll see how it goes. But his ranking of he was like cons. There, the lobby of the hotel has no Wi-Fi. It has no AC. The lobby is actually a subway.
Oh, pros. God.
When I'm blackout, the lobby is a care. Subway.
Can I get 3 foot longs?
Yeah. So I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be great.
I'm excited. Get blackout in a pool. Sounds incredible. Oh, God.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing. It's Pirate Weekend, too. What does that mean?
Are we dressed up?
I don't really know, but I am intrigued. Very intrigued.
All right. Okay.
So, yeah. What else is going on? I mean, the boys, do we want to go straight into baseball or do we want to?
Wolves are hot, baby.
The Wolves are hot.
Let's talk about baseball. What else, honestly, other than that, I'm not really sure a whole lot about what's going on in the world. So, Wolves are hot. What are they? Louisville Regional 3 seed? 4 seed?
3 seed.
Big Ten tournament champions?
Big Ten tournament champs out of fucking nowhere. Shout out
to
the boys.
They single-handedly ruined Rutgers' entire season.
I feel a little bit bad, honestly. I mean, Rutgers deserve to be in. And for Michigan to be a 3 seed in a tournament, I'm confused a little bit. How does Rutgers, who had a significant better resume, I know obviously Michigan is the auto bid, I don't get that. There's like Dallas Baptist made it. There were a lot of at-large bids that it didn't seem like they deserved it.
Literally Rutgers, all of their like stats, everything were like top 50. I think they were the only school that scored more runs than Tennessee. The number one team, like by far. Yeah. I think Rutgers scored more runs than they did. Rutgers set like team records for home runs, strikeouts, I think fielding percentage, like a bunch of different stuff. And they're 44 and 15. I mean, they were incredible. But three or four of those losses came in the end of the season to Michigan. So Wolves are hot.
Sorry, not sorry. I mean, I feel bad for them because they deserve to be in, but I'm not sorry that Michigan's in instead. So,
no complaints. America's now, team.
Here's my okay. First and foremost, is Eric Backage the best coach at Michigan right now?
No, but it's close. I mean, he's top five. I mean, think about who. I mean, obviously Harbaugh just won a Big Ten title. KBA. Coach Howard, Juwan Howard, maybe better than Juwan, maybe.
He's up there, Hutch. Dude.
I mean, you got Hutch. I think Backage is top five. Who else is up there? Plocky, Bev Plocky.
Bev.
I mean, she's got to be top three.
Yeah. All right.
It's tough. I mean, he's up there. I mean, Michigan had what, 12 Big Ten titles?
13. That they made it 13, which is insane. Nobody was within, I think, five of them. The next highest
was Ohio State. They had 8.
They had 8, yeah.
Also, shout out Michigan State. They had 0.
A goose egg.
I mean, you got to try to be that bad.
That's unbelievable. I really don't like – obviously, I enjoy shitting on Michigan State, but that was like – I mean, it was too low-hanging fruit. It was unreal.
Too easy.
How do you not have one? Not one court?
I'm sure you saw – I don't even think it was related to that, but I'm sure you saw Clayton Safey's tweet.
Yeah.
Something about Michigan, and he just, like, was so petty about Sparty on top of it. So I quote-tweeted it, and then Mike Selle, my Sparty buddy, like, said something about it. It's like, oh, then wait till the fall, and you'll be like, I don't know how he can't beat these guys. And I just responded with a picture of Harbaugh holding up the Big Ten trophy. Like, who cares? As long as we beat our actual rival, Ohio State, and you win the Big Ten, I don't give a shit what happens to Sparty.
Oh man, they're down bad, honestly, because it does annoy me that they beat us, obviously, and like that will forever be a little bit of a like a little right here, you know,
yeah.
That they stay 37, 33, even in like the best Michigan season in 20 years. But yeah. It's still like they have gone complete like into the little brother syndrome where they're like, Michigan fans are talking about championships, talking about college football playoff, all that stuff. And they're like nagging at their leg. They're like, no, make it about us. No, come on, man. Like, it's unreal. It really is unreal.
It's true. It's factual.
It's where they're at. I'm sorry. So, again, they make it pretty easy to make fun of them. Zero. How are you not like fucking
nothing
women's ice hockey or something like that, man?
Nothing. I don't know.
And not only that, but like their baseball and softball teams were like historically bad. Their like a lot of teams were like down. So hey,
should we but just, like
Tuck coming up? Though, baby. Tuck He's coming. Dancing.
True, Tuck is coming.
Tuck coming.
Yeah.
If I see one more Tuck coming fucking tweet out there, I'm gonna throw up in my mouth. Jesus Christ.
Tuck's coming, dude.
All right, back to baseball. That was a nice little MSU shit on.
That's a little segue.
Yeah, I like it. So, yeah, unbelievable for Eric Backich, I think, to take – he takes teams that, like, aren't that good. This team was not that good, and they somehow rallied together, and they, like, they pieced it together perfectly. They all of a sudden started hitting the shit out of the ball, which I will say, in this tournament style, hitting – like is way better. Having great hitting is better than having great pitching because like you're going to wear out your arms no matter what. So you're going to have to go deep in the bullpen. So Michigan was used to going deep in the bullpen all year because they didn't really have great pitching. And then like other teams weren't used to it. So they were throwing like position players and Michigan took advantage of it.
Yeah. I don't know if I agree with that, man. I think, obviously, like, we both play baseball. I think I always will think pitching will always be more important than hitting. And honestly, I don't know much about their pitching staff, but I do know that they can, like you said, hit the shit out of the ball.
Yeah.
Ted Burton crushes. Joe Overtop Steele. Crushes.
Joey V.
Joey V, two-time Big Ten champ for all different right. teams.
We got to talk about that in a second, too, here.
That's fucking awesome. Joey V has more Big Ten championships. He can take away one of his Big Ten championships and still has more than Michigan State.
That's unfucking real. Awesome. Wait, I need to tweet that out for sure because that'll go viral real quick.
It's incredible. I don't know, man. I'm nervous about their pitching, but I mean, if there's a way they can put up 10 runs, then yeah, I won't be nervous. Like, that's fine. But I mean, how often can you do that?
I will say, back to Joey V real quick. Mm. I'm not going to go out and do this research because I don't even know where to start. But like, I'm wondering if this has happened in like the past 50 years or something like that, that somebody's won two Big Ten championships in 1 year.
Maybe Bo Jackson. If they won like the SEC,
no, like somebody put it out there the other day, like Bo Jackson didn't, Kyle Murray didn't, Kyler Murray didn't play
Deion Sanders. Play
maybe Deion Sanders. I don't know. It's insane that ooh, is
Jameis. Maybe Jameis.
Jameis might have.
He played baseball.
Yeah, he played outfield. But like I think you'd have to go back to like for Michigan, it's like the Tom Harmons of it where he like lettered in seven sports or something insane. He was like all American in basketball, football, wrestling, you know, track, all these things. So I would love for somebody to go out there and do the research and see when the last person who did that was, because it's insane.
That's why I need an intern.
Yeah. I'm not going to do the research. I know that. That's all, man, I know.
Why?
So anyways, but this team just has spark at the right time, and it's one of those things where you kind of wonder how long does that magic last? Can you make it last two weekends? I know that's always tough, but I do think they got a pretty good draw here. Louisville was the number 12 seed out of 16 host sites, host teams for the regional. So they got a good pick there. Then Oregon, who's the two seed, who they play on Friday night, is They went 0-4 in their conference tournament. So they're the opposite of hot. Nice. And then so Michigan's the 3 seed, and then the 4 seed is Southeast Missouri State that I didn't know existed. So
interesting.
That's where we're at.
Fuck, I was gonna say something about that. 12, 16. Are there any regionals that are closer to Ann Arbor, like being held closer than Louisville?
I don't know. Usually there's like an I don't know if Notre Dame is. Let me see.
Either way, Louisville, not that far, right? 5 hours?
No, it's like a 5-hour drive.
Yeah, that's not bad. So, I mean, Michigan fans will be able to travel, go to the games. It'll be good weather. But, yeah, I'll take that. The 12th, basically the 12th or the 5th most favorable regional. It's not bad.
Maryland College Park maybe would be like the same, probably.
Maryland's probably like 8 hours, 10 hours.
Is it? I've never
like DMV area.
So the host would be like the 10. Host teams are Tennessee, Stanford, Oregon State, Virginia Tech, Texas A&M, Miami, Oklahoma State, East Carolina, Texas, North Carolina, Southern Miss, Louisville, Florida, Auburn, Maryland, Georgia Southern.
Yeah, so they've got the closest. Closest to home.
That's nice.
That is nice.
Also, want to give a shout out to the Chippewas. Fire Up Chips. They made it to regionals.
Hey-o.
They're in the Gainesville regional, which is an insane regional. Number one, Florida. Number two, Oklahoma. Then number three, Liberty, who already beat Florida this year twice. And then Central's the fourth team. That's tough.
Oh my God. I was looking at some of the conferences, like how many teams from each conference got in. I think ACC had 9. I believe SEC had 9. Big 12, I think, had 9. And then it was like 4-3. Big 10 had 2. It was just Michigan and Maryland. I mean, it was crazy. Like, I feel like no other sport is that. I mean, no. Yeah. I don't think any other sport is more dominant for a conference than baseball, then like south down south.
I mean, softball is kind of the same way, but it's still like it is insane, which to me that makes what Eric Backich has been able to do at Michigan even 10 times better. It's that much more impressive to me, because I think that he has taken a program that has it was good a long time ago,
back like
they've had some spurts for sure, but it's not like a historical program, and he's taken them like they're contending each year. So I think it's pretty damn impressive.
Well, that's the thing too, is like, I think you mentioned it. They weren't even really contending this year until they won the Big Ten tournament.
No,
but they put themselves in contention by winning it.
I mean, they had, it was do or die. For them, there was no shot of them making the tournament. Let's say this: if Rutgers wasn't making it in at 45-12 or whatever then Michigan was not making it in at like 31-28 or something.
Yeah,
like
no
that.
Chance.
So, I love that they just got a dog attitude. They do, they really do, including our boy Willie Weiss. Just
dude, what? So fill me in. Were you watching this game live?
Yeah. So he had some sticky stuff on his glove,
dog,
apparently.
My king.
And just I don't know how they caught it. The other team must have pointed it out, but the ump just like straight up called time and checked his glove and then tossed him. Now it is really fucking bad because he's suspended for 4 games, which is the whole regional.
Great.
And like we need pitching, as we talked about, so it's not great. And
damn, 4 game
I know. Yeah, that's tough. And I know Backich isn't even – he's not appealing it because he was – I know Backich was, like, really pissed at him. And he came out and was like, this is not our program. We need to own up to it and blah, blah, blah. So,
damn, Willie. Wonder tough. What he was using.
Tough.
What do you think, Spider Tack?
Spider Tack, for sure. For
maybe
sure.
A little Vaseline?
You never know. You never know. So, yeah. I it's going to be a fun one, though. So Friday night for Oregon, or they play Oregon, so that'll be a good time. I'm looking forward to watching that. I'll be in Vegas for it, so I'll be probably, like, asking people to flip it on at, outside of the pool or something. Everyone's going to be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Hey, what are you talking about?
Yeah. So the other, like, more downer thing I wanted to talk about is the softball team. All the girls are transferring. This is
yeah. Little... Fill me in. I haven't seen any of this, but I know you said what? So Scirocco and Hannah Carson.
Pitcher Scirocco, catcher Carson, and then the next up and coming pitcher Annabelle Weidra is transferring.
He's transferring. Oh fuck, dude, she's a stud.
Yeah, so she was supposed to be the next one, and I don't know what her deal is. I know Scirocco's like. She's going to try and, I think, go play somewhere down south for her last year.
Yeah, like grad transfer or something.
I think Carson might do something similar.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's a little alarming, I'll be honest. Man,
I was hyped for that Annabelle Weidra chick. Yeah. She could, like, hit, too. She could rake a little bit.
Yeah, she was doing it all. And I think from, like, a Michigan softball perspective – they have, like, never had a star player transfer. It's always, like, the only transfers that they've had, and nothing against these girls, were, like, just girls that weren't finding playing time, right? So they were going to go try and play somewhere else.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm a little alarmed. And the other thing that alarms me is, like, Hutch doesn't seem, like, too in tune with the transfer portal, you know? So – it might be one of those situations with one of the older coaches that
got to get with the times.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see, but I'll be interested to see where they end up. I'm also interested to see like who you know. Obviously, they literally need a pitcher, so they need to go.
That's like losing a starting quarterback.
Yeah, they need like two or three pitchers in the portal. Honestly, so we'll see how it goes. The other thing I wanted to talk about too was NBA Finals. Jordan Poole.
Celtics Warriors?
Celtics Warriors, Jordan Poole versus Nick Stauskas.
Mm-hmm.
That's the matchup that everyone is looking
at. I just
want
him to get on the floor, man. Nick on the floor.
I know. But I mean, so Nick obviously not getting a ton of play, but still cool for him because he was like overseas and in the G League up until this point, pretty much. Played a little bit with the Sixers back in the day, but like, like he hasn't seen much NBA play, so it's cool for him. Yeah. But dude, Jordan Poole is like fucking legit.
Hooping, dude. Like the fact that Ja Morant won Most Improved Player because he was rookie of the year last year. Right, he was already good. He did get better, obviously, but like Jordan Poole, come on. And I feel like Poole came on late too. Like if he would have had like a whole season like that, he definitely would have won it. But dude, he's like playing like an all-star right now. Like he's the number two or three option on a team that has three Hall of Famers at least already bona fide with Curry Thompson and Draymond Green.
Like literally no question about that.
Oh man. When do the finals start?
This is what I believe Tuesday? Friday, either Thursday or Friday night. Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, I know they're on Vegas Friday. For that.
I know that's going to be a fun one to bet on.
Oh.
But I like, yes, Jordan Poole was very good at Michigan, but I don't think I saw like, we actually talked about this, I think a few months back where I was like, if you would have told me that Nick Stauskas would be the guy on the bench in the finals and Jordan Poole would be the guy that's like dominating, I would have said you're high. If coming out their careers coming out of Michigan, I would have been like, you're crazy. So
yeah.
But Jordan Poole's just got fucking swag too.
He does.
He's so cool.
God, man. Yeah, I don't know. You think he sticks it out with the Warriors?
I mean, dude, he's going to be yes, I think because I think that Clay and Steph are near the end, and Draymond probably. So I think he could be like they're like having him as the next guy. I think there.
Yeah, I could see that.
for sure.
I hope he comes. I guess, like, fucking come home, go to the Pistons. That'd be great
too. That'd be so sick. Him and Cade. Oh my god,
man. Pistons. I hope they get somebody good with that fifth pick. Apparently, they're looking at DeAndre Ayton too in free agency.
What has Ayton done? Honestly, I don't know.
He's been solid recently with the Suns. Has he? Yeah, he's been a solid big man for them.
Okay.
I think honestly, like above average. I think he's been doing pretty well.
Okay. Yeah. But I honestly started off
slow, like he was hurt and shit. And I think I don't know. I think like all the big guys are always hurt.
Admittedly, I'm not an NBA guy. Neither am I. Yeah. I would watch a random like Rutgers versus Maryland basketball game on a Tuesday night over an NBA game.
Yeah, I'm an NBA playoff guy. Like when the playoffs are on, I'll tune in.
And NHL playoffs too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dude, the Rangers fucking blew out Carolina last night.
I know my brother was at that game
a little bit. Was he?
Yeah, down in Carolina. The,
Eastern Conference Finals?
Yes, I think so.
Because the Lightning, they're already in it, right?
Yes,
they're already in the finals. Or they have? I don't know what the fuck's going on. I have no idea.
Are
the Red Wings in the finals already?
I believe they are. It is 1997.
Yes. Take me back.
I know. So yeah, it's just cool to watch those guys ball out and you know keep putting Michigan and John Beilein and Juwan Howard on the map. It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
So with that being said, we're like by the time this comes out tomorrow, we're like 24 hour or. Not even. I think they had 24 hours out of Musa and Caleb having to either declare or come back.
Oh, I did not know that. I was not following that at all.
Yeah. So
interesting.
I want to say it's like June 1st at midnight or something like that.
Oh, shit.
Which is tomorrow, I believe.
Yeah.
June 1st. If you're listening to that, that's probably today.
Yes.
So. My gut after hearing I've talked to some people that know some sources, but also just gut feeling too. I think they're both gone, unfortunately.
Yeah. I'd like to see Musa come back.
I'd
like to see them both come back, but I would really like to see Musa come back. If I had to pick one, I think I'd say Musa.
Same.
But you know, wish them the best. I mean, Musa tested incredibly well, at least athletically, at the combine or whatever he was at. I don't know.
Yeah, the combine. That's. Yeah. I mean, that's like he's perfect for the NBA draft because he's got like all the potential in the world and all the tools, and they love that. He's 6'11", hasn't put like barely any muscle on yet, so like only gonna get bigger and faster and stronger. But also, he already like can handle the ball well. He, like you said, he tests well. So I think people are looking at that. So it's an interesting thing though. These draft boards keep going back and forth of having Musa on it, then not, then having Caleb on it, then not, and like all this stuff. But I mean, the word on the street is that, Caleb has a promise from a team that they're going to draft him in the first round, which I think that's kind of crazy too. But I mean, I guess
it's gotta be a lower, like, you know,
I don't think it's like a 20 through like top 30 10. Or something. Yeah, I think so. But still, I mean, he's a guy that has a ton of, you know, I mean,
I like him. I think he could be like a stud. It's just like, you know, he was, you know, he had some inconsistencies but when he was on, he was on.
Well, I think
he definitely has a lot to improve on, and he was so young. I mean, people forget. I forget all the time. These kids are fucking 18 like, years old. You know, I mean, they're not even in their prime yet.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever you go, I mean, I think he'll end up being a solid NBA player.
Well, and I think they're going off potential for him too. He's a guy doesn't have like any muscle on him. Super young. They love young guys for sure in the NBA because like if you are like 23, you're like undraftable essentially.
Right.
Literally.
I think worst case scenario for Caleb Houston is he's a spot up shooter.
Yeah.
Like he ends up being like a Duncan Robinson type.
Which guess what? That's what the NBA is right now. Klay Thompson has made a Hall of Fame career out of it.
Right.
Where, like there was like there's stats out there of Klay Thompson scoring like 47 points and dribbling like five times.
Right.
It's yeah. insane. So I think if you can just be that guy and sit in the corner or like do, you know, and just, you know, throw up threes, then you're you can make like $90 million like Duncan can, dude. God. It's crazy. So good for them, though. Like, I obviously, like you said, like I'm happy for them. I think what's interesting to me is how that'll play out. And how does Hunter do without another center in there? Because I think there were times where he got a little clogged up and we were trying to get both of them minutes. But at the same time, so I think he'll be better freed up. And then with Jalen Llewellyn too, they can do some, you know, pick and rolls and stuff like that. And that'll help him. At the same time, though, Hunter can't play 38 minutes. So
right.
that means Terrace Reed coming in is going to have to play right away. Or
Glenn, Jet Howard. I mean, they're going to have some size.
Not
shooters. Right. Yeah. But how many teams have 7 foot two guys too? You know, I think there'll be times where Hunter will be able to get a rest and a break. But yeah, I mean, Musa was a good guy to kind of be like, all right, we're going to get you out, throw Musa in, change it up a little bit.
Well, and Musa could come in with energy and be like completely different than Hunter too. So like,
right.
it was tough for guys to guard both of them. You know, a Kofi Coburn can guard, you know, probably one of them, but then like you're coming in with somebody completely different. It's tough.
Yeah.
So by the way, I don't know if you saw this. What's his name? Illinois just got another transfer. They're going to be, I hate to say this because fuck Illinois. They're going to be fucking good.
Yeah.
Like really good.
Was it something Ant put out?
Yeah.
I thought he did a breakdown video or something. I don't know if it was that guy or for somebody else or what, but I know he was Matthew saying something. About
I think he was from Texas Tech.
The guy with the mullet.
Yeah.
That guy.
Dude,
yeah. Wait, didn't he just... Baylor? Yeah, Baylor. Yeah.
He's from Baylor. Dude, he's fucking good.
Wait, that guy's going to Illinois?
Yes.
Fuck, yeah, he is good. It's all in the hair.
So, I mean, that's going to be a tough... the Big Ten's going to be good, I think.
Yeah.
Because Illinois is going to be really good. Michigan State, I think they're going to be not that good, but they're still Michigan State with Izzo, so you just never right. know.
Yeah.
They are young and don't have a ton of talent, though, I'll be honest. So but at the same time, these are the teams that Izzo somehow makes good. He, like, struggles with the good, talented teams, and then with these teams, he, like, figures it out.
Yeah.
So I think the, you know, Ohio State's going to be really good, I think, too. It's going to be a tough go in the Big Ten next year for hoops.
Yeah, they're always solid. It's always pretty deep. I do want to ask you before we end this, who do you got? NBA Finals. Who do you have winning? How many games will it take?
I'm going to go Warriors in six.
Wow. I was going to say the same thing. So I'm going to say Warriors in five.
Okay. No love but for
Jason. I think Warriors in six is like actually what's going to happen.
No love for Jason Tatum here, which is, you know, I don't know. I just think that I do think the Celtics are very good, but I've said this about pretty much every team that the Warriors have played so far. It's like, that other team has one or two really good guys. The Warriors have six.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's just how I feel. I mean, also just like I think Steph Curry, when he wants to be, he's still the best player like
in
the NBA. So he, you know, obviously I think he's a little bit past his like prime, but he's still fucking really good.
Yeah, and it's still Steph Curry. Still the greatest shooter of all time.
Yeah. And so then when you back that up with this young Jordan Poole who's coming out like going nuts,
Wiggins is going crazy these playoffs.
Yeah, right? Like, I don't know. I find it very hard to like bet against them.
Do they still have Iguodala?
I don't think they do.
Oh, they don't have Iguodala?
I don't think
so. Celtics in four. Celtics in four.
I mean, Jaylen Brown's very good, obviously. Fuck Marcus yeah. Smart, but I don't. Marcus Smart is kind of like a Draymond to me, where like he like, what does he do well? You know, plays defense. I know that's obviously very important, but
I did see that, or I did hear on a broadcast that one like insane stat is that every Celtics starter got a vote for Defensive Player of the Year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was either Defensive Player of the Year, all defensive first team, or something like that. But was it Jaylen Brown who got Defensive Player of the Year, or was it Marcus Smart? I think it was one of them.
I thought
it
was Smart, but I don't know.
But that, I mean, that's just an insane stat. Like, that's fucking crazy.
That is crazy. That is crazy. You know who I was watching the other day? So first of all, I had no idea that Al Horford was still in the league.
Yeah, he's like, what, 90 years old now?
I mean, he's
probably like 37, 36. That's my guess. Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 36.
He's 35. Okay. But, like, I'm just thinking about how long ago John Horford played for Michigan, and yeah. he was only, like, a couple years younger than him.
It feels like that was, like, 15 years ago.
Yeah, legitimately. Yeah. That was so long ago. And then the other person that I was watching on the Celtics that just annoyed the fuck out of me, Peyton Pritchard. Do you remember him? Point guard for Oregon?
Oregon, yeah.
Yeah, and he just, like, dominated us at Chrysler. Oh, God, that was so annoying.
We literally
couldn't stop him.
When I was driving down to Hilton Head, I was listening Part of My Take. I think it was PFT or Big Cat. They were saying Peyton Pritchard could, like, go into a Southie bar in Boston and just fit in perfectly.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, he looks like that kind of guy. Like, he could have been, like, in the town and been, like, a part of, like, Ben Affleck's crew, like, robbing people and
1,000%.
Shit. He fit in perfectly. Yeah.
1,000%. That's so accurate, actually.
Oh,
and
he's
just, like, so annoying because I think he probably, like, grew up and made his, like, game on, like, some court, like, outdoor court in, like, you know, Brooklyn or something like that. Or, like, he just seems like that player. Like, he's, like, physical and, like, he's not going to do anything, like, super pretty ever, but, like, somehow gets it done.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Warriors in six.
All right, there you go. Celtics in four, Warriors in six. We'll see.
One of the two will happen.
One of the two will happen. So, all right, cool. Well, we'll, like we said, with some more content, we'll try, you know, it's off season here. We didn't even talk any football. So we'll try and get some recruiting going on this, you know, in some new episodes here. But we'll try and record, like, once a week going forward here, just so we have some more content. But, you know, we wanted to take a little breather here for you guys and for us. But, you know, friendly reminder, Joey Velasquez, Big Ten Championships 2, Michigan State 0. You can follow us at Blue by 90 on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Follow us on Spotify and Apple at Blue by 90 and YouTube as well at Blue by 90. I think it's Blue by 90 podcast on YouTube too. So
yeah.
We appreciate you. Go Blue.
Go Blue.